From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Egypt's army says it has found debris from the downed Egypt Air jet around 300 kilometers north of Alexandria in the Mediterranean Sea. Brigadier General Mohamed Samir, an Egyptian army spokesman, said in a statement on Friday that personal belongings of passengers and parts of the plane were found floating in the water. Search teams are scouring the Mediterranean Sea looking for the main wreckage of the plane that crashed into the sea Thursday as it approached Cairo on a flight from Paris. A second Nigerian schoolgirl kidnapped by Boko Haram militants more than 2 years ago in a raid on her school is back home. A Nigerian military spokesman identified her as Sarah Luka. The military is expected to release details of her rescue later. She's the second of 219 abducted girls to be rescued. The first rescued girl met with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari in Abuja.
Although we cannot do anything to reverse the horrors of her past, federal government can and will do everything possible to ensure that the rest of her life takes a completely different course.
The government has been pressured by activists to rescue the remaining girls taken from their northeastern Nigerian town of Chibok on April 14, 2014. More than 200 girls are still missing. Salah Abdeslam, the leading suspect in last November's Paris terror attack, will face questions from French investigators on Friday for the first time since he was extradited from Belgium last month. His testimony is expected to provide some insight into strategies used by the Islamist extremists. He could also detail any connections between the attacks in Paris and Belgium. From Washington, this is VOA. Taiwan's first female president is calling for positive talks with China. Tsai Ing-wen made the comment shortly after being sworn into office on Friday in Taipei. Tsai's pro-independence Democratic Progressive Party won a landslide victory over the Beijing-friendly Nationalist Party earlier this year. China claims sovereignty over Taiwan and insists the two eventually unify, but Tsai prefers for Taiwan to bolster its autonomy. The United States said on Friday that it's looking forward to working with the new administration. Resuming talks aimed at ending the Israeli-Palestinian conflict will be the focus of a meeting next month in Paris. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu opposes the meeting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the aim is to determine if the Israel and Palestinians can ultimately see their way to a final status agreement that meets the needs of the parties.
It's not the failure of the United States or any other country to bring people back to the table. It's the failure of those countries themselves to make the decision to come back to the table.
Kerry said despite past failures to reach a Middle East peace accord, resuming the process remains an enormously high priority to the Obama administration. The top U.S. general says Egypt's military is carrying out operations against Islamic State fighters in the Sinai Peninsula. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more from Kings Bay Naval Submarine Base in Georgia as she travels with U.S. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Joe Dunford.
Egypt's military is taking the fight to Islamic State militants in the Sinai Peninsula. General Joe Dunford updated reporters.
I understand, and I don't have any details right now, that there's actually operations against them ongoing right now by the Egyptians. So we'll be looking forward to hearing the results of operations that are ongoing.
Islamic State fighters there are reaching out across the Middle East.
We have seen a connection between the Islamic State and the Sinai in Raqqa. We have seen communication between the Islamic State in the Sinai and the Islamic State in Libya and elsewhere. So we're watching that pretty closely.
Navy Captain Greg Hicks, a spokesman for General Dunford, said the Egyptian operations against IS in the Sinai are not related to the downed Egyptian plane. Carla Babb, VOA News, Kings Bay, Georgia.
The Sudan government hopes the Obama administration will grant a visa to President Omar al-Bashir to attend this year's UN General Assembly in New York. Information Minister Ahmed Bilal said President Bashir has been invited by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to attend the General Assembly in September. He said the United States is obligated, as host of the UN, to grant a visa. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.